Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you thought that this morning's gospel reading seemed a bit out of place, I'm pretty sure you're not alone. Going back at least as far as the 7th century AD, the account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday has been the traditional gospel reading for the first Sunday in Advent. Yet it can still feel as if it is somewhat out of season. It's December and the beginning of Advent, so we might expect our readings to take us to Bethlehem, where we would see the infant Jesus lying in a manger, or maybe to Nazareth with the angel Gabriel speaking to Mary. But instead, our gospel reading takes us to Jerusalem, where we see the grown man Jesus riding into the city on a donkey. We come here thinking about counting down the days to Jesus' birth, and we hear instead about Jesus entering Jerusalem just 5 days before his death. It does seem out of sync with what's going on around us, but perhaps there is something that we can learn from that. And to see what that lesson might be, I'd like to take a few moments this morning to consider how the story we heard in today's gospel reading can help illuminate the meaning of this season that we are coming into. And as we do that, I think we'll find that if we take the message of today's gospel reading to heart, we will, in fact, be prepared for a much more meaningful celebration of Christmas with a much more profound appreciation of what it means for us that Christ the Savior has been born. The world offers many stories at this time of year. It's a Wonderful Life, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I'm sure you can think of many more that you could add to that list. And the world also has its own songbook this time of year. We hear Bing Crosby singing about a white Christmas and Elvis Presley singing about a blue Christmas. We hear about the hope of being home for Christmas and the peace of walking in a winter wonderland and the joy of rocking around the Christmas tree. Like me, you probably enjoy some of those stories and some of those songs, and that can all be good. But if that were all there is to Christmas, then Christmas really would not amount to much at all. If that were all there is to Christmas, then Christmas Eve might be a nice and nostalgic night, but it wouldn't be a holy night. And we might be able to have ourselves a merry little Christmas, but we wouldn't fall on our knees as we hear the angels singing of that night divine. The stories and the songs that this world offers us only go so far. But we are here this morning because we know the importance of another story, a story with a much deeper meaning, a story that is true. A story that changes everything, not just for a day or for a season, but for eternity. It is the story of the scriptures, a story that begins and ends in paradise. It begins in the paradise of Eden, and it ends in the paradise of a new heavens and new earth. And in between, paradise is first lost and then regained. Paradise is lost by mankind through our fall into sin, and then it is regained for us by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so the central chapter of this story, the high point and crucial turning point of all history, the event that does change everything, is the coming of Jesus Christ to be our Savior and regain for us all that we had given up by our sins. So Jesus is the one who changes our story from paradise lost into paradise regained. And in order to do that, for us and for our salvation, the Son of God was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. That is what we'll celebrate on Christmas when we'll hear about Bethlehem and the infant Jesus lying in the manger. But if we are to really take in the full impact of this story, then it's vitally important for us to remember that Jesus' mission of saving us, the mission that he embarked upon in Nazareth and Bethlehem, The mission was not complete until Calvary. Jesus was born for a purpose. As the angel explained to Joseph, the child born to be Mary was to be named Jesus, which means the Lord saves, because he would save his people from their sins. That is the reason he was coming into the world, to be our Savior. That's also why the angels outside Bethlehem didn't just tell the shepherds that a special baby had been born, but that a Savior had been born. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And that is why today we hear about Jerusalem and a man riding on a donkey toward his death. We hear today about Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem near the very end of his earthly life, because it helps us understand the entrance he made in Bethlehem at the beginning of his earthly life. Jesus was born so that he could be our Savior, and then he accomplished our salvation and became our Savior on the cross, which is exactly the purpose for which he rode into Jerusalem as our King came to us, righteous and having salvation. On Palm Sunday, we remember how Jesus proceeded resolutely into Jerusalem, knowing full well that there he would be crucified for us and for our salvation. And today, we remind ourselves that that journey to the cross did not begin on Palm Sunday. Already in Nazareth and Bethlehem, Jesus had started down the path that would later wind its way into Jerusalem and to the cross. When we bear all of that in mind, then we can see that there is much more meaning in Christmas than you would ever guess from the stories and the songs of this world. Hearing about how a Grinch finally began to get along with all the Whos of Whoville, or how George Bailey's friends rallied around him to protect him from the crooked schemes of Mr. Potter, or how a snowman came to life one day. Hearing those stories can be fun, and it can be heartwarming. And some of those stories might even remind us of a helpful moral lesson about friendship or helping other people. But in the end, they're just stories. They might change how we feel for an hour or two, but they don't really change us. And while we might enjoy them in December, they're generally pretty far from our minds most of the year. But hearing the true story about a divine Savior who willingly gave up the comfort of heaven in order to come down here and become one of us, to bear our sin and be our Savior, to deliver us from the powers of sin, death, and the devil, and win for us everlasting life, so that we may have life and have it abundantly. Hearing that story and taking it to heart changes everything. It can be fun to hear, as we do in the movies, about a miracle on 34th Street. But it's much more important to know about the miracle of God becoming man to save you, about the miracle of your Savior Jesus rising from the dead to conquer death for you, and about the miracle of forgiveness that God carries out for you again today by his word and by his body and his blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. It can be kind of intimidating to be told that Santa knows if we have been bad or good, so we better be good for goodness sake. It is much better news to know that we have a God who forgives all our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It's nice for someone to wish, "May your days be merry and bright," and I hope that they are. But it's much more important to know that we have a God who has promised to be there for us and be there with us, even when our days are not merry and bright. The Savior who has promised, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." And it's nice to think about being home for Christmas. But it is much more important to know that we have a Savior who came and made his home here with us, so that we sinners can one day be at home with him in his Father's house. In the coming weeks, the world will offer us a wide variety of stories and songs for the holidays. There's nothing wrong with enjoying some of those things for what they are. But far more important is to remember and keep in our hearts what has been called the greatest story ever told. The true story of the babe of Bethlehem, the suffering servant of Calvary, the Lord of life, Christ Jesus our Savior. That is the story that we all need to keep on hearing, because it is the story of our salvation, and because the words of that story are words of eternal life. So even though December might seem like an odd time to hear about Palm Sunday, it is always the right time to hear about the Savior who willingly journeyed from heaven to Bethlehem in the manger, to Jerusalem and the cross, so that what the angels had said about him would be true, that to us has been born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Keep your hearts focused on him, not only on his birth, but on all that he has done for you, all that he was born to do for you. And a few weeks from now, you will be prepared to have much more than just a happy holiday. You will be prepared for a holy night on December 24th, and a truly blessed and merry Christmas on December 25th. In the saving name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.